And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick the Moose Batson, and I'm the Commander-in-Chief at TipTV.co.uk. The date, Friday 19th of December, our last show of the year. We're here 10 a.m. every day, covering markets and sports, live from the heart of London, St Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say here, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Right, let's turn our attention to live markets. Market obviously rallying like a homesick angel. Love that saying.
I do.
Any rhyme or reason?
Probably because I was reading City AM this morning on the train, and I love the way that nobody really has a clue, or you know, you can just tell nobody has a clue why the markets are rising now. The only answer I would have is it's like a technical thing, but we bounced off a higher low versus October low in October 60.72, I think 61.50 this time. And we've had, I think I said on the show, I think the day before yesterday, 63.30 was resistance. Once we broke that, the market really could get back into the old range of 63, 6700, that sort of thing.
Right.
And we're doing that at the moment. The thing to probably watch out now for is the 10-day moving average here at 64.20.
Yep.
Staying
fast money, we've talked
fast
about
money. We actually recovered that yesterday on the close. So okay. Today's, you know, we've got a 40-point sort of bonus just to start off with. And you know, just you know, this is traditionally the easiest time of the year to make money
on the bull.
On the bull side, presumably that's because hardly anybody's around to do it. But it's ironic that you know people participants leave and then the market becomes easier.
Yep.
But yeah, 6,700, something like that, could be the you know we could get there by the end of the month.
Okay, let's take a look at Tesco's. We saw the ticker up 3% this morning.
Well, you can tell that. The market's in a good mood. If Tesco, which has probably been one of the worst situations of the year, you can see it was at £3.40 at the beginning, something like that. We've had this. What it actually looks as though that low of that
could
day
be a bear trap.
was a one day bear trap.
Yep.
A one day bear trap's a very strong signal. So even if this fades away again later on, 195, something like
top
that.
Of the range,
could be the top
some
of the
profits.
Range. Yes.
Okay, let's go to a Fitbug winning a new contract.
I'm not quite sure, but new contracts, positive news there. Shares are up 50%. I spotted this before as a failed gap fill. The gap here was around 6 pence. The low here was around 6.5, I think. So that's a positive technical signal. We've actually got an island reversal here, bounce off the 50-day moving average. Probably you'd be calling this up to 15 pence plus while it holds the 10-day line, which is around 8.6 pence.
Okay, so technically you like that. Union Jack Oil, an old favourite of Tip TV's.
An old, yes, one. They were interviewed once and that's all they needed here. The shares looks like, I mean, obviously oil stocks had a big punch over the last month or so, but we've got this break of this triangle here and the 10-day moving average, so above that 0.17, back towards 0.25.
Okay, IKA.
Ilika, solid state batteries is their business model. I like this because it's a bear trap just below the 200-day moving average. It's also a bear trap just below this low here from around 80 pence. So above 80 pence, back to the top of the range, £1 to £1.10. So that looks quite
okay.
Nice, the risk-reward situation.
In terms of the miners, okay, very difficult year. Negative again. Can we pick one of those?
Yeah, just you know, starting off with gold. Gold just looks it's not really going anywhere, but pretty low or near the lows of the year. This was another year where the miners. It was supposed to be the year that miners bounced and had their big rally, but in the end it wasn't. Randgold Resources, the major gold play, bit of a bear trap here below £40. That looks like it's going back to 45
okay.
as part of the Santa rally, but maybe not much more.
Quick look at Rio's.
Rio's,
which is always my benchmark in that sector.
Looks like a bear trap below £28. So if you like the company, that would be the sort of stop loss zone, looking for £30, £31 again.
Okay. So just to wrap that up, we've received a Twitter. They've sent to me, "You are a fighter, man flu cannot stop the show."
Well,
and we've had the bugs for a fortnight, haven't we? I'm delighted to report this is the last PR Master Investor live charting section for the year. Sergio and the productions bought me an early Christmas present, Crystal Palace on this day, history, facts and figures for every day of the year, so we can all look forward to Moosey reading that next year.
We can all look forward to that.
I'm very, very excited about that. Thank you, Serge. Right, let's wrap up now. A good year for Tip TV?
I think obviously I love the concept, which is why I'm on the show every day. It takes guts and nerve to sort of stand there amongst the big boys, the players that are already there. And I think we were talking about it yesterday, just the content that we've had, the people we've had on the show. I can't think of anything better really than what we've had.
And if you'd listened to a lot of the commentators come on, I think they've been very, very consistent. They've had good themes, continuation of themes, okay? And there's been lots of money-making opportunities. We're absolutely proud as punch. As a personal thank you to all the guests who have come on, whether you're showbiz or not, you've been fantastic. Right, let's take a break, and then we're going to come back to Mr. Craig Drake, head of...